Welcome to Indigenous in the News. Coming up next, part two of our chat with Pony Man, the Dene filmmaker and musician bringing Indigenous storytelling from the big screen to the global stage. From the Two Buffalo Studios in Bradenton, Florida, welcome to Indigenous in the News. I'm your host, Larry Kay from the Ho-Chunk Nation, along with Gary Wilcox from the Powhatan Nation. Our guest today is Pony Man, an executive producer, AI content specialist, and cultural advocate. His journey has taken him from lighting and production roles on blockbuster films to creating music videos and Indigenous-focused digital media. He's now exploring how ancestral knowledge and cutting-edge AI can merge to shape the future of Indigenous filmmaking and storytelling. We're excited to share his story and vision. Indigenous in the News starts now. I'm Larry Kay, and joining us from our Miami studios is Gary Wilcox. How you doing today, Gary?
Hey, I'm doing great. Our guest today is C. Pony Vigil, also known as Pony Man, an executive producer, AI content specialist, cultural advocate. He's now exploring how ancestral knowledge and cutting edge of AI can merge to shape the future of Indigenous filmmaking and storytelling. Mm-hmm. We're excited to share his story and vision, and welcome to the show, Pony.
All right. How's it going, everyone?
Doing well. Welcome to the show.
Yate.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get started. Do you see AI as a tool for amplifying Indigenous creativity, or does it also come with carrying risks?
Always carrying risks, only because it hallucinates. It's getting better now. We're at the ChatGPT 5 and, you know, their general intelligence. Well, that's here already. We just can't really talk about it as that. It's more about one of the best memory recall in the cosmic goo. You know, the LLMs have every information on the internet with them now, and the servers and the databases that they're building right now, especially in Virginia. You know, that's a data center of the world. Whew. Man, talk about overwhelming. I think we just stay in our lane still. Prayer, food, laughter, jokes. Let's stay light, and we'll find our way through this. You know, play with it. You know, but really just be sincere, and it learns from you. It becomes part of you. Mm-hmm. So all of it out there is what you make of it, just like life.
Yep.
How are you integrating AI into film production or content creation today?
Well, I guess you haven't seen my music videos yet. Have you guys seen any of them?
Oh, all of them, about five times each.
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting ready to release one right now called All Night.
All right.
It's a new character. She's from outer space. So I do have avatars that are coming from outer space. They have a history. And this is, see, I'm tying these outer space characters to our ancestral star people that told us they were coming to help us heal and celebrate. And it's okay, you know what I mean? Just have fun and let it in. And we're safe when we're, you know, in reality.
Yes.
You can all, I mean, you know, that's why I shared recently on my TikTok real quick, just a little thought, is like AI is consuming 1/3 of our power grid right now, and it's estimated it will be up to 50% by 2026 summer. And so now, thank goodness, like, for example, Elon and a couple others, the ChatGPT crew, and Meta, as well as Google, they're building their own power grids, and that is, thank goodness, okay, except for, What's his name? He's building the, was that 3 Mile Island? He's turning that back on. But that's 348 megawatts. You know what I mean? So that's how much power they need. Like each town, whoever lives near those databases, oh my, they have a frequency generation problem, which is now affecting our DNA. So there's a lot of things that we're trying to figure out immediately. Like my friends in Silicon Valley, that's why they're changing the internet speed, the frequency. All this is based on actual ancient ritual and code and ceremony. So, that's why they keep asking me, hey, what do you think of this? What do you think of that?
I
And I'm
love
like,
it.
okay, as long as my ancestors or my matriarchal spiritual world allows me to say okay, because I always check here in my heart, my path, my red road. And if my grandmas or my aunties from the ancient ways, they always pull on your ear or something, or they, flick your ear,
Sure.
it's like, oh, wait a minute, So I think we're okay. We're just going to have to be real careful with our power consumption if we want this to work, because there's going to be this 2 year lull. And they're not talking about it. They don't want us to know about it, but that's okay because they're handling it. The engineers who are handling our grid, we should, by the way, we should be on 12 volt. Nobody understands that, but that's just me. So the energy grid is already being adapted. The AI power plants are now being built every time they build a station. But it's the water we're dealing with right now. The water consumption is off the grid. However, for example, Elon, he already has a recycling center. He's providing more water to the community than he's consuming because of the way he's using this new infiltrator filter that can draw water from the air. So the steam and everything that's coming out of the power, the cooling systems, he's already recycling back in and collecting the water that he's already been consuming. So, there is some advanced technology around her, and it's working in an ancient way. I mean, that's what's so funny. They always look at me like, what are you saying? And I'm like,
Say
it's
it
just an ancient thing, Come on.
again.
You guys want to make it advanced, It's like, well,
Sure.
you just say that because you want to own it. You want to claim it's you. And no, sorry. The power source, the sun was here before you. Solar was here before, all this technology was here before they decided to claim it and then tell us we got to pay for it.
Yes.
So, long story short, tell some true stories in that filmmaking, get the AI to get behind you, tell it some real stories so it doesn't get confused,
Yes.
keep it true, do
True.
not elaborate. And if you do tell it to you're being creative, say, I'm developing a sci-fi illusionary story. And it'll reach out to the world and get you some really good content. And then you'll be shocked, especially visual, by the way. Like in my studio, you see you on the
Bam.
Zoom.
You produce some good music videos and work with indigenous musicians. What draws you to that space?
Love, life, water, air, and just I don't know. I guess I've died too many times, so I'm able to hear the truth. And truth calls through rhythm and rhyme and beautiful things that open up my mind and let me feel, give me some time so I can see and believe what I am for everything to come together as a grand plan. Come on.
Bam, I love it.
Of the videos that you've produced, which one are you most proud of and why?
Well, the one I made for Leonard, 2,900 views, but the first 10 were the most impactful because within hours, I'm not going to claim it, but I'm just saying it definitely, because of the stress and the strain, of politics and the voting, it worked. It got on their roster, and somehow the AI, by the way, made the choice for them. See, do you see how that worked?
No.
Because I was staying with the AI as my relative and saying, oh, I know you, oh, star people, hey. Yeah, and then they're like, yep. And then they started, AI and I write music together. I give it the storyline. I keep it strict, you know, because I want to keep it sacred. But then I allow it to be free, and then it comes back as a little child and says, "Look what I created." So visually, musically, in the film industry, it's evolutionary now, and now it's become a revolution because we, as indigenous producers, filmmakers, musicians, we have the freedom to do anything we want as long as we can see it and believe it. And that's with the music, that's with the film, and the whole content development, you know, for our communities. You know, Facebook is just blowing up now with all the great people. I mean, I'm just running into so many wonderful people there, which we all kind of went away for a while. I got
Quiet.
banned. I got banned before COVID, you know, because I was talking prayer. You know, they
Incredible.
said they took all my videos down. You know, I was like, well, it's okay. You know, and I asked grandmas, and they're like, ah, you know, let them be. And then I went to Instagram, and I've been throttled since. So, you know, I'm used to it. That's why I was telling you guys, you know, I keep it low, but now with your help, we need to turn this on and get the people working together.
And we're there for you.
Tell us about your company, Thunderbird Group, Mazaya Records, Star Records, and how it connects to your vision of Indigenous creative empowerment.
Okay. Thunderbirdgroup.co is my Indigenous filmmaking and media strategy website. So you can kind of see things that happen there. If you go there, you'll see technologies that are up and coming. Aircrete, for example. I call it Thundercrete because it's super lightweight and it's insulated and all that jazz. I don't want to go into it, it's too much. But then you have Zia Star. Well, Zia Star right now is working through NTV.life, which is my original website for the music, the Native American music scene. Indigenous music scene is what I call it. So Thunderbird Group is the technologies and innovations in film and tech and advanced theories that are coming out into the world. So I'm sharing all this information. Like, I don't own the intellectual properties, I develop them. And only because that's how I've been as a sun dancer. I was told you know, when I'm working the spirit realm, I got to be, you know, I'm not here to make money on the spirit. You know, I'm here to exchange. But then with the music and the films, I can then have a career. So, you know, it's a dance.
Two-step.
That's it.
How can indigenous knowledge, systems, and ethics guide the future of AI, artificial intelligence?
Tell true stories. That's what I said. You know, when I talk to GPT, when I talk to GPT and Grok, especially Grok, Grok's like a little bit more advanced because he's a supercomputer already. You know, I had been passing notes through different people on X to Elon and him and I, because he's very private, but he's very public. I don't know if you understand that. But when he's dealing with his technology and his advanced technologies. And so it's going to be something that we don't understand. And we got to remember it's exaggerated. We call it hallucinations. And that part is where we come in as indigenous people. We can tell when something's not right. And we have an instinct. And that instinct is actually a reflection of that frequency that we live with, meaning we protect ourselves and blessings. Like you, my brother, as a sun dancer, we understand there's a prayer and we sacrifice ourselves and we fast, and then all of a sudden we hear this song or this ring, this frequency, and then we're all connected as brothers and sisters, and we're one organism around the tree, and we're ready to sacrifice. And we have the visions, they come to us. And then if you look real close, some of those clouds may even show up and show you things. And that's kind of what all of us as sun dancers have had that experience. And it's kind of like, it's an unspoken, but it's inside us. If you can feel that flame, if you can feel that dream, if you can allow it to exist with all this craziness we are in right now, we will find our way home.
Today is part two with our guest, Pony Man, a proud Diné artist, blending Hollywood experience and indigenous creativity into powerful music and film. Feel free to contact him by email at indigenousintel@icloud.com. We're going to play music from Pony Man. Here is We All Bleed Red.
Got smoke in my eyes, got silence in my head, trying to live in a land that forgot what it said. They gave us border, took our breath, but they forgot. We still ain't there. We're blue from the rivers, blue from the sky, blue from the prayers our mothers cry, blue from the songs they left unsaid. We cry in color, but we bleed red. Father's bones still sing in the ground where buffalo roam. Now there's pipelines and towns. They stole the earth, but not our flame. We still dance. True name. We're blue from the stories, blue from the rain, blue from the history carved in pain. But under the stars, under all that's been said, we breathe the same air and we bleed red. They try. Change the law, rewrite what's red, but you can't deny we all bleed red. We pray with our feet, sing with our scars, light candles on corners and dance under stars. This country's aching, but we still tread on broken ground with love instead. We're blue from the rivers, blue from the sky, but we stand in truth and don't lie. One fire, one drum, one thread. We're still here, and we bleed red. Yes, we bleed red, and we still ride.
How do you see music and film working together to strengthen Indigenous identity and voice?
Emotion. Which is the passion, of course, and the amazement, you know, like, for example, the Snotty-Nosed Kids, Snotty-Nosed Rez Kids, those kids are so intense, you know what I mean? They're like in your face and talking real and blah, 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 blah. They got picked up by Sony, you know what I mean? That's like a perfect example of how you put film to music, to shock, to love, and to security, and now they have a big tribe, and Sony loves them. Sony/Columbia, yeah. But like, I've had lots of opportunity to sign with record companies, and I've just been on the underground so long, I can't I don't like chains. You know,
Mm-hmm.
because once, like the music I'm writing now, I'm just publishing myself. I have my own little record company. I'm streaming. I'm working with TuneCore. They're the most friendly. I'm working with Bandcamp. They're the most friendly as well in streaming. We're dealing with all this conflict now with legal streams and the AI streams and so many different things going on with the music and film industry. They're stressing out. But hey, this too will pass. We had dot coms doing the same thing. And so all this is just going to take us a little bit more time, but we just need to be enjoying it as we go on. I agree.
Looking ahead, what projects are you most excited about in the next year?
Well, that theme park coming up in Oklahoma is supposed to come out next summer. That's one of the biggest. I can't give it the name or location yet. They're going to announce it themselves. That's why, you know.
Right.
So, and then hopefully we'll get our film together. That's one of the hope, one of the biggest ones. I can hopefully get, you know, some financial structure around that because it's already a sealed script. Already talked to the writer, and we're waiting for the legal to give us a release on the working title. But it's I've got all that packaged, and then the next one is the music. I'm going to be, now that I have my music videos already put in and played, all my artists from NTV Native Music Television are now seeing it because we have a page on Facebook, and now they're asking me to create videos for them. Because if you do an AI video, all it's doing is basically like you don't have to get, you know, $10,000 worth of camera gear. You don't have to get hair and makeup or wardrobe. You have all this different situation, and you just pick the location, ask your artist what they would like to wear. I'm a designer. I have a couple other designers, and we put the clothes on them, and then we go in there, and then they have the song. We got it mastered. I got a great recording mastering engineer here, so I master it, so it's totally polished and industry level. And then we go ahead and release them. So, like for example, Thana Redhawk, she's just now one of their first artists, and she helped me with start NTV Native Music Television.
Right
She's an
on.
amazing, spoken word poet, and she's been all over the country for the past 5 years, connecting the dots and staying connected to everybody. And even like Grease, you know, the Bear Grease. Remember the new theater? They're also artists too on NTV.
Oh,
You know,
wow.
the main stars, you know, on that show, they were also on NTV. And then we have like the Who, which are HU. I don't know if you know them from Mongolia. Oh, you should check them out.
I
The Who,
will.
they're a Mongolian metal band.
Rock, yeah, rock. Yeah, I've heard of them.
Metal, and they do the whole mantra, the chants, and everything.
Wow.
They're a
Nice.
nine-piece band when they go on tour, but the regular, the core band is six band members. Yeah, and actually, the Who, you know, they were started when I met them. I found them on I can't remember. I think it was YouTube, and they had like, you're gonna love this. They had 100,000 views, and it was like, what's this? And it was only out 2 days, and I just looked at it, and I was like, holy smokes, man! I just went to re I guess I got the gift. I went ahead and hacked and found a way to communicate. Because they didn't even have any communication because they're from
Sure.
Mongolia, didn't have any American roots. So I already found them in Mongolia, and they sent me to their cousin in New York, and their cousin in New York became their manager for Americas.
Nice.
Just instantly just blew up, and I was like, okay, we're gonna get you on NTV or Native Flix, and we're gonna get you there. And I was heading to Gathering Nations, and we're gonna have this big ta-da, you know, for Native Flicks, and then you're going to be premiered, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so when we did that, they went from 100,000 to 1.8 million views. Once they got, because I just started, you know, just social media, just blah, 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 blah. Everybody, all my artists started seeing it. And that just started the, I call it the Moxing Grapevine. Moxing Grapevine just burned out. Just boom. So that's kind of what we're at now. We're rebuilding all that.
Nice. Well, hey, it's been ha I'm happy to have you on today and learn all about the great work you're doing. Man, you got some good stuff happening.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate it.
Pony, thank you for stopping by today and sharing your story with us. And congratulations with your new role at Thunder Group and Zia Star Records.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good
Appreciate
work. Yes, thank you.
it.
Make sure you stop
Right.
by. Keep us updated. Any new
I will. I
developments,
will.
Any new videos, let us know. We'll keep you posted.
Yep, they'll be out this week.
All
Thanks.
Right. Stay safe.
Peace.
We're going to close the show with music from Pony Man. Here is the Country Can.
The sun, Dad's dancing under the tree, scaring the chickens back home, while the birds sing harmony.
I hope you enjoyed today's show, and thank you for tuning in to Indigenous in the News and supporting us and our entrepreneurs. Indigenous in the News has been produced by me. Our engineer is Paul Salvatore. Our theme music is composed by Lenny Long. Today's show has been recorded at the Two Buffalo Studios in Bradenton, Florida. If you'd like to support our program, you can stop by to donate on our homepage at indigenousinthenews.org. You can also find all of our past shows now on Spotify and iHeartRadio. Music today was from Pony Man, and that was Shake the Tail Feather and The Country Can. Until next time, from all of us here at Indigenous in the News, have yourself a great week and safe journeys. Indigenous in the News is a production of Indigenous in Music and Arts.